From San Francisco, California, this is the Rock and Roll Geek Show.
This is the story of my rock and roll butler.
Welcome to the Rock and Roll Geek Show. My name's Michael Butler. Thanks a lot for joining me. I really appreciate it. Pardon me, I'm burping up this fine mortadello and cheese. I'm at the Alaska Airlines Lounge at JFK. It's 11:12 a.m. Getting ready to board our flight back to San Francisco, me and Craig. It's all over, friends, but the crying, as Dan Baird says. But it was a good time. The last show we did since I last checked in was at the Music Room in Yarmouth, Massachusetts, owned by this place. What was his name?
Owned by a guy named Paul Nelson. He's found out he's a blues rock guitar player, Academy Award.
Academy?
Winning, yeah.
Grammy.
Grammy, or whatever. Okay. He's not an actor, but won a Grammy for producing an album or something like that. Cool guy. The place was
played
really
guitar
cool.
For Johnny Winter.
Yeah.
Was on tour with Johnny Winter when Johnny Winter died.
In Zurich, Switzerland.
It was a cool venue. It was a seated venue, and I didn't know what to expect. It was like there's a place in San Francisco called Yoshi's where you buy these reserved tables. So I had some guests, some friends of the Rock and Roll Geek Show, Michael Street, Jim S. the Rock and Roll Toothbrusher, J.D. Cohen, and Cowboy Mike Bell. I thought
Joe Perry Project.
Everybody knows.
Know.
Yeah, the great Cowboy Mike Bell. So it said general admission was back by the bar, and the tables were reserved. I didn't want them to be back by the back bar, and so I got them tables up front, and it was an awesome show. I didn't know what to expect with a seated crowd, but they were very receptive. Manitoba was on his A game with the comedy bits, and we all had a great last show. It was the best show of the year. It was a medium. All the crowds were small but enthusiastic, but this one was a little bit larger and enthusiastic, extremely enthusiastic, and it was a great time. We hung out with the guitar player from Johnny Winter after the show and geeked out on rock. Turns out he was a super metalhead guy.
Yeah, it started off at the beginning of the night like he's some respectable, like, you know, blues guitar player. Then we realized he's in a band called Liege Lord back in the 80s. They were signed to Metal Blade Records, I think. Yeah. So it all came back to metal.
It was a good time. Everybody who came out, friends of the Rock and Roll Geek Show, who came out to all these shows, I really appreciate it, friends. It was great to see you. Michael Street brought some money from Joe Pawlak and bought some merch and then donated to the Rock and Roll Geek Show. I don't know how much you did. I'll have to look. And next show, I'll thank everybody. But everybody who came out to support the Handsome Dick Manitoba New England Adventure, I can't thank you enough, friends. Get a little teary-eyed thinking about it at the end of the tour. I'm having a fine something or other lager at 11:12 in the morning at the Alaska Lounge.
You're rummy.
That's good. All right, friends. Well, that's it. That concludes the Handsome Dick Manitoba New England Adventure. It was a good time. Hope we can do it again. Manitoba was real. It was really nice to see him enjoying himself. He looked truly happy. Everybody was all smiles the entire tour. Not one argument. We all made it without any black eyes. Yeah, it was fun. Another experience that I'll never forget, and I hope we do many more. Thank you, friends, for listening to these updates from the New England Adventure. I'll talk to you soon when I get home. We're supposed to land at like 4 something. My daughter and grandkid are supposed to pick me up. Hopefully we'll have an uneventful flight. I'm going to drink maybe one more beer and get good and boozed up and pass out on the plane, hopefully, if there's no turbulence. We're going to have a little bit more food here at the Alaska Lounge. I'll talk to you soon. When I get home, I'm going to head up to the Mountain House for a few days. Wife's taking the dogs on one or two of the dogs on a rabbit hunt, and I'm going to be up there with the rest of them. Walking around with the .22 trying to kill some poor innocent squirrels. I'll talk to you soon, friends. I would play Dan Beard, It's All Over, but or Georgia Satellites, It's All Over, but The Crying. There's a fire down there at that runway. See that?
Great.
That's encouraging. Fortunately, it's far away. Looks like a plane might be on fire. Hopefully, it's not an Alaska Airlines Flight 15 plane. All right, I'll talk to you soon, friends. I spun the Jay Giles Band wheel one more time, and it came back from something from Sanctuary. This is Take It Back. I'll talk to you soon.
The Rock and Roll Geek Train Wreck.